recording you're about to listen to consists of several sections. The first is today's Daf Yomi from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review that allows you to listen to the entire Daf in between 5 to 10 minutes. That is followed by the same exact Daf from the previous cycle 7.5 years ago, in which there were different people attending and there's a different ambience. Choose the one you enjoy the most, or perhaps listen to one and then listen to the other for review. Enjoy. Today's daf in Masechet Nidah brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim is daf Men Gimel. We're holding on to two dots, about one third of the way down. So the Mishnah continued, Avol Hazav Ubal Keri Eran Mitamin Achetetzitu Matami Gufam. So in contrast with the woman, where we spoke about the dinim of Nidais, Zivais, and even Perleta Shechva Zera, as the Pab Kuber was a Bachloket, as the possibility of being Tameya Mibifnim, once the Dam is Yotze, and even according to one Shita, once the Poleta Shechva Zera is Yotze, to the Bayit HaChitzon, it's possible that she would be Matami. Masha'in Kein, a male with Zivais and Keri, is not Matami until it actually exits his body. How do we know this? Zav dichtiv, notice that the pasuk of Zivais says the word of Yitzia. So it says, Ki yezav mi bisaro, it has to come out of his basar. Achi yetze mi bisaro, as opposed to bivisara, which is where it's inside of her body. Balkeri, where it says the lashon also literally of Yitzia, Ishki teitze mi menushichvat zera. Teitze means it's gone out. So clearly the Torah is makbid on Yitziyah and Aguf in both of these cases. And then we have the Gemara that we actually had much earlier in the Masechta. Somebody, a Kohen, is eating Betruma, senses that he is about to ejaculate, is supposed to grab his penis, hold in his semen, until he swallows. Of course, this is talking about a case where the food would be ruined if you spit it out. You're not allowed to ruin the Truma. Ask the Gemara, Ochez, I thought you're not allowed to hold your penis. Vatani Reb Eliezer Omer, Kolo Ochez Ba'ama U'mashkin, Dilo Mevi Mabuli Olam. Omer Abaye, we're talking about the Matlit Ava, and since it's a Matlit Ava, there's no problem. And therefore, it's not going to be Mechamim. Rav Omer, Afilo Tema B'matlit Raka, Kima De'akar Akar. Even if we're talking about a soft cloth instead of a heavy, thick, non-feeling thing, it's still mutter in this case. Why would it be mutter? Because once the semen already is on its way out and it's about to be ejaculated, there's nothing that it's going to make a difference of if he holds it. Why did Abaye, on the other hand, say that you have to use bedavka, a matlit ava, which is a thick cloth that you wouldn't feel that you're holding your penis through? Because Abaye holds Dima Ati La Sufe. Abaye says, even though it's true what Rava is saying, that if you're about to ejaculate, there's really no difference, but we're afraid that maybe he'll end up once again becoming aroused and ejaculating again, and that's usher. Rava says, we're not chayish la sufi lo chayish. We're not chayish bichlal to once again re-ejaculate. Therefore, since the chash over here is that he's going to arouse himself, there's no problem in this case. V'lo, as the Gemara, we're not afraid. V'atanya, l'mazeh domer notein etzba ba'ayin, shekol zman she'etzba ba'ayin, midamat v'chozeret u'midamat. Didn't we say before that continuing to hold a penis is going to cause little bits of ejaculate? So it's like sticking a finger in your eye. You stick your finger in your eye, it doesn't mean that it's going to, the entire time it's going to be leaking tears. But certainly it tears up, once again tears up. So why isn't that the same thing about squeezing, in this case, to prevent ejaculation? It's going to end up becoming aroused again. V'rava says, Rava, yet that's referring to an entirely different situation. If you're stam holding on to your penis, so it's true that there could be small amounts of excitement, but not real orgasm. Over here you're talking about where he's actually, it says that Hirgish Bisaro, he actually feels he's about to ejaculate completely. If that's the case, that Kolach Mumi, Vadarach Mumi B'Shaita Lo Shchiya, it's very unusual that at the time that he's actually already post-orgasm, he's going to turn himself on. That's unusual, we're not chayish for that. Omar Shmuel,
Kol shechvat zera she'in kol gufo margish ba, eina metam'a. The truth is that unless this ejaculate is real, not that it's just leakage from some slight arousal, but he actually comes to orgasm, that semen is not metame. My time, shechvat zera omar achona beruya lahazriya. We're talking about over here. Remember, there's two issues. We have shechvat. Shechvat is the matrix for sperm. Zera is sperm. Shechvat is semen. But semen generally we refer to loosely as the prostate fluid that contains sperm. But what about if it doesn't contain sperm? Then the Torah is not marked on it. And when we're talking about sperm, we don't mean literally cells. We're talking about something that can actually bring about conception. The norm of bringing about conception is that it requires real ejaculation. So therefore, if it's not ruya lazriya, the fact that there's what looks like semen but doesn't have the ability to actually cause conception, the Torah wasn't metame at all. Meitveyeskim, is that true? Somebody was dreaming or fantasizing at night, wakes up to find his penis turned on. He has to assume that he's tameh. Now, the problem is, obviously, if his pajamas aren't wet, why would he assume he's tameh? Because of some tiny bit of shikvat that you said is in zera. Because otherwise, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. So, according to what you just said, Shmuel, he shouldn't be tameh, because we're not chayish for actual orgasm. Tirgama Ravuna, when we talked about Mahar Balaila, we're talking about a serious wet dream. The guy actually, he saw in his dream that it was Meshamesh Mitato. He reached orgasm in his dream. And therefore, that's impossible. He actually Shamesh Balo Hargasha. What it is that Shmuel is talking about is Hargasha. I don't know what happened to everything, but there's no way that he dreamt about it without its happening. In which case, according to Shmuel, it would be true shechvat zera, it would be metamim. Now, there's another lashon. This lashon says, kol shechvat zera she'en kol gufo margish ba. It means there needs to be a complete sense of orgasm that's attached to it. But that doesn't talk about the case in our Mishnah necessarily, which actually is a reference to the point at which the zera is going to exit his penis. That's the issue. And there may be two different points. Otherwise, he may have been actually in a state in which he was very turned on, in which he felt orgasmic, but it could be that there was something that prevented ejaculation at that moment. I mean, in the case of Mishnah, squeezing his penis, maybe this was so sudden that he wasn't erect, so he couldn't really be orekechetz. That's two different issues. So the question over here is the pressure of the ejaculate. According to the first lashon, that's irrelevant. According to the second lashon, that's very relevant. And if at the time of the actual yitziyah min haguf, which is the moment that's metame, the ejaculation wasn't shooting out like kechetz, like an arrow, then it's not metame. My ikav in hailishna. Obviously, what is the difference between the two lashonot? What is the difference? Is according to the first lashon, all that we need to know is that there was the nervous response that triggered ejaculation, which we associate with orgasm. But according to the second lashon, that's not enough. Even if that would be there, we need to actually have an under pressure yitziah of the ejaculate in order to be metame. Now, so these two lashonos are very different lahalacha. Well, according to one, you wouldn't be metame shechvat zera that wasn't actually under pressure by the time it exited the urethra. Milta, the pshita v'elishmul. Now, what Shmuel held was pasha. What he held was pasha is either Galushan Rishon or Galushan Acher. I mean, it doesn't. We don't know which way. But according to Galushan Rishon, you don't need yorek kechetz. According to the Galushan Sheni, you do need yorek kechetz. But there was no question in Shmuel's mind. Either he held it was Tamer, he held it wasn't Tamer. Rava wanted to know. Sometimes he didn't know, the boy Rava, what would be the case of Neik Rava Argasha, V'yatzta Shalom Argasha. So if we had an actual trigger of ejaculation through orgasm, so that means that he felt that he was really going to ejaculate. But how about if, Lamaisa, if we measure the pressure of this ejaculation, it's not Yorek Echetz. So then it's exactly the question that we spoke about over here. Which one is important? Yorek Echetz or Hargasha? Mab. Tashma, Lechora, we can bring a raya from the Mishnah in Mikvaot, where it says that if someone was a Balkari, went to the mikvah before urinating, and then he goes and he urinates after going to the mikvah, he now becomes tummy. Why does he become tummy? Because his urine is going to contain some little bit of semen that's left over, and he hasn't cleaned out yet the urethra. So that, obviously, that semen is not yorek achetz, or otherwise what would it be doing there? Lechora, you see that you do not need to have, in order to be matame, you do not really need an ejaculation under pressure. And there's your right. Says the Gemara, no, that doesn't prove anything. Because that's leftovers. It's something else. We're not talking about leftovers. Shani atam the ruba bar gosha nafak. Since this overall ejaculation was useful, and it would have been viable, could have caused conception, the fact that you may have some semen left over that's still in your penis has nothing to do with the question of whether that particular piece needs to be yorek achetz or not. We don't care about that. We go according to the main thrust of the ejaculation. Lishnachri namrela. Omar Shmuel, another lashon has Shmuel saying not that it's not tummy, but rather that it cannot cause conception. So it's not viable. Omar Shmuel, according to this lashon, koshik vatzera, she'eno yorek achetz ena mazra'at, which only means it will not be as ruyeh udalo mizra'a, because since it's not yorek achetz, the logic is the same. It's not shikvat zera. It's shikvat, so to speak. But nonetheless, in this lashon it's matame. The Gemara is madayim. So as ruyeh udalo mizra'a. You're telling me it's only not viable sperm. But hatmuyim matamiyim. It will still be matamiyim. Why? If you look at the pasuk that tells us the din of the balkari, it never talks about sperm at all. All it says over there is ki yebcha ish asher lo yiye tahar mikre. Mikre is a reference not to sperm, but rather keri ba'alma. All we're talking about over here is semen, and that could be without yorek achetz. So according to the first lashon in Shmuel, the din of yorek achetz defines tumah, and there's no difference between ru'ya lahazra'ah and what's metameh. According to the second lashon in Shmuel, keri v'alma is also metameh, even if it's not mazriyah. Boy, Rava, how about an oved kochavim who is about to become a ger? So there he is in his mikvah. He figures he might as well get in one last shot as a guy, you know. So he's mar here. Yorad v'taval. And the question over here is, before his ejaculation, he jumps into the mikvah. Now as he's coming out of the mikvah, he's ejaculating. What's the din of that sperm? Is it Jewish sperm? Or is it goyish sperm? Now goyish sperm is really not metami. So there, that's our question. So we had over here the question of whether we go according to the moment of muscular contraction, akira, or whether we go according to the moment of the actual yitzia of the ejaculate. Okay, let's even say that we paskin, that we go according to the akira, but remember that was dafka in terms of a chumrah. Right, we were saying that since it was Yotze Bar Gasha, even though it's not Yorek Echetz, it's still going to be Matame. All right, but maybe Lakula we wouldn't. Avalacha de Lakula, that we should say that this is non-Jewish semen just because of the fact that it was triggered in a non-Jewish state, maybe we won't be Seimach on that. And maybe we should say that it's Matame. Odomaloshna. Or maybe we know for a fact we go Basra Akira, Bein Lachumra, Bein Lakula. Take it. Boy, Rav, another question. How about a similar question? We have a Zava that was actually Nekru Meimei Ragva. She was holding in her urine. Now, a Zava would be, of course, Metame Bamayanotera. Mayanot would include urine. So, the Shaila is over here. If you look at the point, there was Nekar. So then we should say that her Mayanot were Yotzei still as a Zova. Problem is, she jumps into the mikvah, comes out, and then urinates. So what's the din now? If you go Batra Kira, so then it should be Tumei'ah. But maybe we should say that even Im Timsal Omar Batra Kira Aslina, that even if you want to say that we look at the moment not of actual Yitziyah Min HaGuf, we look at the moment of contraction, or in this case, release, but that would be dafka for ejaculation. Why? Because we could say, Hani Mili Shechvat Zera, you can't stop ejaculation, but you can stop urination. So maybe, obviously, if you can't stop something, for all intents and purposes, it's over. So over there, I understand, you'll look at the actual orgasm. But when it comes to urine, why should we look at the moment of release? You're holding it in, so hold it in. And therefore, we should look at the moment of judgment, which is the time that it's betame. So maybe, over there we won't go batarakira. Take it. That also is a problem. That issue stands. Boy, Rava, another issue, very similar. How about the same question we had about a male, here, a case in a female. An Ovedet Kochavim, who is about to go to the mikvah to be mitgayeret. So she has a din of a Zava, min Rabbanan, obviously. So Ovedet Kochavim, who is Zava, by definition, min Rabbanan. And she was about to urinate, but she goes into the mikvah first. Yardavet Havla, and now she urinates. And she goes to be Tovelet, l'shem her Gerut. So now the question is, Im tim tzolomar bata akira azlina. Afagav the matzi naket. Well, let's say in the previous question that we raised, over there we were talking about a Jewish woman. So you want to say that we go according to the akira, and therefore even though she could have held back her urine, nonetheless we go according to the akira, and therefore at the time of the akira, it should be metama. Okay, I understand that we did that, perhaps l'chumra, because a Yisraelit is metame b'diraita. But Ovedet Kochavim, the din of her being a Zava, is only to mandar upon her. So over there, lo, Odim alo shna, or maybe, indeed, will be machmer even on the Tumah d'Rabbanan of Zivot of an Akur. Teku. Our third question also remains in place.
As a Zava, the fluid is not... As a Zava, the fluid isn't emitted with Akira. It just flows, does it not?
Yeah, the Akira means something. That's exactly what we said. The first question was, do we define Akira as a non-constrainable event, which therefore is now completed for all intents and purposes? Or does Akira simply mean release? In which case it would apply to urine as well. If it would apply to urine as well by a Jewish woman, now my question is, would I be machmir on a non-Jewish woman with a tumah d'Rabbanan? So a three-stage question.
It's a really cute way to learn it out, though.
Which one?
Just this whole process of learning it out. It's like
the way we Im Tim Salomar did. You know, Im Tim Salomar is always cute.
It's very smart.
Umetamin b'choshein. Okay, then we continued on to say that when it comes to zivus of a male and carry of a male, there's no shiur. Omar Shmuel, zav tzarich kichatimat pi'ama. It's not quite true. A zav requires sufficient zivot to stuff up the tip of his penis. Shenemar, o hechtim bisaro mizovo. It says beferish that his flesh, referring to the flesh of his genitals, is now sealed up with the zivas. What? But the Mishnah says, the shear is even more, according to the Rishonim, than an akadasha. Answers the Gemara, Udi Amar Karabi Natan, Shmuel's mamar is indeed not like the Mishnah. Shmuel was following Rabbi Natan, was quoting Rabbi Yishmael. The Tanya, Rabbi Natan omer mishum Rabbi Yishmael, Zav tzarech kechatimat pi ha'ama v'lohudulo. Even though that's the sheet of Rabbi Yishmael, our Mishnah is a reference to the lohudulo, which is the sheet of the Chachamim, and therefore was kavua here by Rabbi. But when Shmuel was stating that you need chatimat pi hazakan, it's going aliba d'stana. What's the svara? My time to Rabbi Yishmael, as we saw, the Amakro, o echetim b'sarom izovo. And what did the Rabbanan indeed do with that pasuk? Ahumi boy, like that echtim implies that the material needs to be still lach, still needs to be damp. because once it would dry, it would not stuff up his penis. And therefore, lach metamein metame yavesh. It's only metame lach and not yavesh. And Rabbi Yishmael, who says that I use hechtim b'saro to tell me a shiur, how does he know from elsewhere that it needs to be liquid? Ha'u mirar b'saro nafka. That means flowing, liquidy. So it's mucusy. Rar is by definition lach. V'rabbanan. No, that. Yes, it's a word that means lach, but it's not going to tell me that it has to be lach at the time that it's metame. That is coming to count the number of re'iot. Because remember that we have three separate dinim by a zav. A zav bal re'iyah achat is only metame the same way a bal keri would be metame until the night. A zav bal shtei re'iyot is metame mishkav u'moshav and requires shivat nekiyim. A zav bal shalosh re'iyot is in addition to tumas mishkav u'moshav and in addition to shivat nekiyim needs to bring a korban and is a mechusar kippurim and can't eat kodesh until after that korban. How do we learn that? We darshan the number of times the word zivas appears in the pasuk. That's how we know it. And since Lamais, according to us, we end up having three different sukkim, as we'll see, one which says zivas once, one which says it twice, one which says it three times. But the Rabbanan here learn out the difference between two and three from this pasuk. It says in the pasuk the lashon of bizovo, that's choda, that's one. Says zot yetumato bizovo, rar bisoro. Et zovo, ohechtim bisoro mizovo. Now, the way we'll see, the alternative way of learning it is that this entire pasuk is referring to a zov bal shalosh riyot, and the word zovo appears three times in the pasuk. However, there is an alternative which learns mizovo tumatoi. That mizovo comes to tell me partial zivot of the above, in which case it's not coming to tell me the number of zivot. It's referring to the number that were previously mentioned. In order to have the number previously mentioned, you need to include rar b'saro with the list of the number of times. So bizovo is one riya. Rar b'saro means that there's still liquid coming out, is the second riya. And then et zovo is the third riya. Mizovo that follows tells me out of the above, some of it is applicable to the din of the carbon which follows, namely three, and some is not. There's only a dinim tumas mishkav u'moshe. So therefore, the Rabbanan that learned the rar bisaro to be two, zovo, jotei bizovo, choda, rar bisaro, tre, et zovo, tlat, limed azav ba'al shalosh riyot shechayav bekorban. So then why does the pasuk continue on to say, Oechtim b'saro, mizovo tame? What is that mizovo that we learn out from Kiyezav mi b'saro? Then it also says mizovo, that's the Echtim b'saro. That we learn out to tell me, mikza zovo tame. Even some, meaning two out of the three, would also at least leave you tame, even though it wouldn't be mechayev you a korban. Limed azav bal shtei riyot alone, that it would still be Tameh, namely the Tumah defined here, which is Tumah Mishkav u'Moshav, as opposed to the Tumah that was defined in the first Pasuk of one Re'iyah, where there he had the same din of Shechvat Zera, because the Pasuk compares the two of them. Rabbi Yishmael ben Yonah Minale, how does Rabbi Yishmael have the word Rar Bisaro extra and not need it for Minyana to tell me Lach? In which case, Yichtim Bisaro is not needed to tell me a lach, but is needed to tell me a shiur. Remember? So we're working backwards. So Rabbi Yishmael would need to have an alternative source for the minyan in order to learn that rar doesn't mean a new re'iyah, it means liquidy. In which case, Yichtim Bisaro can't mean liquidy, because I already know that from rar. Therefore, it would mean a shear, and that would be the reason he was arguing with the Mishnah. And so the Mishnah says Bechorshu, and he's saying, no, you need to have a shear of Chatimat Piyama. So, how does he know, Minyana? Nafkele min Rabbi Simoi, Tetana. Rabbi Simoi Omer, Rabbi Simoi points out like this. Look, we have two separate psukim. The one end, Manaha Katuv Shtaim, Vikar Osha Tamei. The Torah says that if kiyezav mi besoro zovo tamehu, twice zovo zovo tamehu. But there's also a pasuk that is shalosh, which is a pasuk that we just read. Zot yetumato bizovo, and then zerar besoro et zovo, and then hichti besoro mizovo, three times tumatohi, right? So why, I mean, it doesn't make sense. If two times is matami, three times is matami, what's the difference? Oh, okay, it's up. Shtayim is enough for tuma, shalosh is required for korban. But then I can do that without including rar bisaro in the minyan. If I don't include rar bisaro in the minyan, then it's coming to tell me that it is liquid. And now that means yichtim bisaro is not needed to tell me liquid. So the Besaro is kind of needed to tell me a shiur of Chatimat Piyam. So let me ask you something. The way the Rabbanon learned, we said Lamanda Nafkle Tarvayu. If you learn both dinim from Zot Tie Tumato Bizovo, so then what in fact do they do with the pasuk of two? Ish ish kiye zav mi besoro zovo tamehu. What do they need that for? But show me the way Rabbi Simoi was learning. That is the makor for zav bal shtei riyot. But if you're ignoring that pasuk and you're bringing zav bal shtei riyot because of the word mizovo, that means two out of three, what do you need the pasuk of two for? So my obid, like this pasuk of ish that we're referring to over here, kiye zav mi besoro. What do I need? I need it to tell me, as I said before, mi bisoro. Achietse mi bisoro. The point that we learned was that as opposed to a woman where the tuma of zivos is still inside bivisara, over here it has to be mi bisoro, it has to leave his body. Okay, fine, but then why do I need zovo tame lamali if it's not coming to tell me the bal tu zivot? No, that's to tell me that zivot is coming. Until now we've been talking about the guy. What about the material? What about the liquid itself? So this I need to know, that the Zov itself is Mitami. This is the discussion that we had before. And that is indeed a completely separate din. And therefore, for the first time, we can now consider the possibility that we have two completely different issues over here. One in terms of the Roeh. That could be Bamasha. The shiurim that we're talking about could be in terms of the material. Omer of Chaniloi, Mishum Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, indeed, Shechvat Zera, to Bibetame, the individual who was Roe Shechvat Zera, is B'mashu. But in order to be Metame through Negiah B'Shechvat Zera, it would have to have a shiur of Ke'adasha. But the Mishnah says B'Kosho. Anan Metame B'Kosho tonight. I mean, isn't that referring to Nogea as well? My love, Lenogea. No, Leroe. I don't believe that. Take a look at this. Toshma. Chomer b'shechvat zera mi basheretz. V'chomer b'sheretz b'shechvat zera. We have two tumot that on the surface appear to be exactly the same. Both are tumah serev and the same level of tumah. And nonetheless, the Braita says, it's not the same. I'll tell you why not. Because chomer b'sheretz, look, in a way, the sheretz is more chomer, because a sheretz in chaluka tumato. We're going to see what this means. Is it really doesn't matter what age the sheretz is, what stage of development the sheretz is. Masha ein kein b'shichvat zera, it has to be viable sperm. We saw that he has to be 9 years old in order to be matami. There's not matami. There is a difference. So all sheretz is matami, not all shechvat zera is matami.
Maybe it's not even called shechvat zera unless it's zera. So it's not even the substance.
Yeah. But that could be. But it's still too much shechvat zera. Chomer b'sheretz. I mean, this is, you weren't here, so I can't really discuss it intelligently. The Gemara raises the issue of the interrelationship between zera and shechvas on Av Nala. So I don't want to. Okay, Mashenken is a chumra b'sheretz. Is a chumra b'shechvat zera v'sheretz. Shechvat zera metamei b'choshu Mashenken b'sheretz. Shechvat zera is metamei without any shear, whereas a sheretz has to be b'kadasha. Oh, So lechora, if we're comparing it to sheretz, so what are we talking about? I mean, there's no such thing as somebody who's roeh as sheretz. It's only nogea, right? So my love lenogea. In other words, we're comparing the shear of negia b'sheretz to the shear of negia b'shechvat zera. No, maybe it means leroeh. What? How could it be a roeh? It's comparing it to sheretz. So what are you telling me? You're saying we're comparing apples and oranges? I thought we're comparing shechvat zera and sheretz. So she's like a sheretz. The din of the tumah that we're referring to is a din in negia. The shechvat zera is also a din in negia. Not necessarily, because sometimes when we talk about this is chomer than that, or that is chomer than this, we mean in a general sense of that entire category. So we're saying there's no such thing as sheretz that has a tumah pachas mikadasha. There is elements, that's true, not always, but there is an element of shechvat zera in which it's betame bekosher. Obviously only as a ro'eh, but still, shum sheretz katani, shum shechvat zera katani. But wait a minute, if you're saying shum sheretz, you're telling me a sheretz is never metami less than a kadasha? That's not true. A sheretz lo metami b'mashu, v'anadza ha'ibarim elem shiur. If you have an entire organ, it doesn't matter how tiny it is. Even if it's less, let's say, in a human, it's less than a kizayit basar hamet. Or, let's say, it's in an animal. It's less than the shear of a kizayit of basar nevela. Or, let's say, it's a sheretz. It's less than the size of a ka'adasha. Okay, so that means, in other words, no matter how small it is, you find a microscopic organ. So then that's going to be metamic. I don't mean, obviously, literally microscopic, but there's no shear. Just visible. Yes, says the Gemara. But that's not kosher. The point of kosher is that it doesn't have a shear. But the point of an Aver Sholem is that that is its shear. Its shlemus is its shear. The Aver Sholem is b'makom adashakoy. It's its chashivut. That chashivut is the opposite of mashu. Mashu means we don't need any level of measurable chashivut. An organ that is sholem is the exact same thing as an adasha. And by the way, I mean, if a little tiny bit would be missing from that organ, would it be metami? No. So it's obviously not a din in mashu. Because if it's a din in mashu, what's the difference? How big it is? It's missing a little bit. It's the shleimut that's what's important over here. Da il chaser purta ever kika metamia. The ever wouldn't be metami if it was missing anything. I just want to make sure I understand what you said. You said that a shechvat zera is chaluka tumato, and therefore sheretz is more chomer. What are you referring to? Are you saying there's a difference between Jewish sperm and non-Jewish sperm? I mean, that's true about sheretzim also. You could have an achbara yam, you could have an achbara yabasha, two different subspecies of humans, some have sperm that's tummy, some have sperm that's not tummy, two different subspecies of shretzim, some are tummy, metami, belong with the shmona shretzim, others aren't. Why is that different than sperm? I don't understand. Ela ben katan legadol. That's what it's got to be talking about. Okay. Omer of Papa. Says Rav Papa, the truth is that this question that we just had, whether nogea is b'mashu or b'kadasha, is actually a machloket tana'im. Read the following: minayin l'rabot nogea b'shechvat zera. How do we know that there is a din of nogea in shechvat zera? Because all it spoke about in the Torah was o isha sheteitse mimenu shechvat zera. Obviously, there's a difference between a din of ro'eh and a din of nogea. Ro'eh is always more chomer. So how do we know that there's even a din of tuma on nogea b'shechvat zera? Talmud lomar, therefore it says, O ish. And O ish, now this is what's remarkable. We have two psukim in which it says O ish. We have O ish asher yiga b'chol sheret, and we have O ish asher tesem yimenu shechvat zera. Now for some reason, I'll explain what that reason is in a moment, Rav Papa takes for granted that even though we're talking about the tumah of shechvat zera, the pasuk that we're referring to is O isha sheyiga b'chol sheretz. Why? Because to say O isha sheteitse mimenu shechvat zera, which is a din in ro'eh, that the additional word O should be marba tumah is not maga, doesn't make sense. If we're dealing in a pasuk in the sugya of sheretz, which is be'etzem maga, and then you want to add O to tell me and other categories, that O is coming to be Barba Shechvat Zera. Okay, therefore, says Rav Papa, if I'm right, and that's what the O Ish is a reference to, Is it not true that there's a long-standing machlokes tanoim in dozens of locations in which we question whether domina umina or whether we don domina ukibatra? And that is exactly what the machlokes ends up being over here. Because don mina means learn shechvat zara from sheretz. Now, if you learn don mina umina, it means take all the dinim of sheretz and apply them to shechvat zara. Sheretz has a shiur. Okay, so then that means that a nogea, which we're going to be marba from sheretz, has the same shiur. If you learn don mina vukibatra, it means we import the overall halacha that there is to matmaga by shechvat zera, but now ukibatra, stick it into its own set, and the set of shechvat zera that we have so far is only a ro'eh, isha shetet semi min shechvat zera. And over there, there's no shir. And therefore, I say, since ikid amri domina umina, for ikid amri domina vukibatra, we end up exactly with the machloket that we just spoke about. Whether there's a difference between a roya and a nogea when it comes to shir of shechvat zera. So, liman di amri domina umina, here's how it would go. We learn it out from a sheretz. Ma sheretz benigia, as shechvat zera benigia. Okay, that's the don mina. Now, umina, ma sheretz beka adasha, haf shechvat zera beka adasha. But if you hold don mina, and then ukibatra, here's how it would go. Okay, don mina, ma sheretz benegia, haf shechvat zera benegia. But now, ukibatra, ma shechvat zera, at least what's known about it, is lero'ed. And that's b'mashu. So then we have to apply the dinim that we're aware of in shechvat zera to the new limud of shechvat zera from O sheretz. And therefore, Aflo Nogeya B'mashu. Omle Ravuna, Bereda Rabbi Natan Rav Papa. I mean, this is outrageous. You're creating a Machlokes Tanoim by making an assumption that a pasuk that's listed in a Braita with the words O Ish and no more is referring to O Ish Asher Yigah B'chol Sheretz, and that's what we're learning out Shechvat Zera from, when it's just as likely that it's referring to the other O Ish, which is Asher Tetzem Yemenu Shechvat Zera, which is not an unusual place to learn Shechvat Zera from, now is it? So, Mimayta be O Ish to Sheretz Kamar, what makes you think that when we say Don Mina, we mean Don Mina from Sheretz? Maybe we're learning it from O Ish Asher Tetzem Yemenu Shechvat Zera Kamar, in which case, obviously, in this case, Don Mina Umina, because there is no Ukibatra anyway. We're talking about Shechvat Zera all along. So, apply the same dinim. Fine, go right ahead. Where are you going to get a difference between domino, amino, and domino, ukibatra? I don't understand you. Well, this boils down to a question of judgment, obviously. I mean, was the intent of the writer of the Braita to refer to a tumas maga? Was the intent of the writer of the Braita to refer to shechvat zera, which is what we're trying to derive? Okay. It's a judgment issue. So they went to ask. In other words, the Tanoim, obviously Tanoim in this sense, in this such a context, is referring to Amoroim, who are Bekiim in giving over Brithas and Mishnas, and they are careful with the Girsaot, and that's a Tani Tana Kameideh. We find Tani Tana Kameideh Rifot, I mean, it could be a Tana Amora. It's obviously not Tana talking to the Amora. So they went and they asked the Tanoim, and Sir Rav Papa and Rav Huna Bereda Rav Natan went together. So what did you mean, amen? What did you mean? And some said it meant O Ish from Sheretz, and some said it meant O Ish from Shechvat Zera. So the truth is that there were some who backed Rav Papa, so Ika, the Tanik Rav Papa, and there were some who backed Rav Huna Bereda Rav Natan. And therefore, this judgment call is indeed a valid judgment call, which itself was a question at the time of the Tanoim. The Mishnah continued to say, "Azavu b'akari ena matam imachet esitu matam machutz." Zav dechtiv ki yezav mi besaro, which means that she says of mi besaro, b'akari dechtiv yishki teitzei mimeno shichvat zar. Okay, then we came to the Mishnah that we had back at the beginning of the Masech. Ochel b'truma v'irgish. Now, then how can the Mishnah say ochez ba'amato? V'atani Rabbi Eliezer Amer kol ochez ba'amah umashtin. Amrabaya means bimatlitava. Rova amra filoteba bimatlitraka. Kima de akarakar. Ve abaya chayesh debati la sufe. Ve rova la sufe lo chayesh. Ve lo. Vatanya la maza dome. Lenotain etzpa ba ain. Chikosmanch etzpa ba ain. Midamaat ve choseratu midamaat. Ve rova. That's different. That's talking about without real orgasm. Over here, we're talking about kolich mumi, bodarach mumi. Right away is lo shkia. Omer shmo kol shichvat zera she'in kol gufo margish ba ena betama. My taima shichvat zera amarachman beruya lazria meitve hayam aher ba laila v'yamar vatsa b'sarocham. Tamei, Tir Gemara Ravuna, that's because it was b'shamish mitato b'chalomo, and over there iyef shar l'shamish b'lo hargasha lishnach min amashmo kol shichvat zera shen yorek echetz enu metame ma'ikib in haylish l'haylish ma'ikib in nekra b'hargasha v'yatsa shalo b'hargasha. Now, Milta the Pshita Leila Shmuel, in one direction or another, depending on the first or second Lishonot, Mi Boy Leila Rava, the Boy Rava, what if it was Nekra Bargasha, Vyat Tashlo Bargasha Mau, Tashma, Baal Keri Shetaval, Velohi Tilmaim, Liki Shiat Tilmaim Tame? No, that doesn't prove anything. Shine Hata, because the Ruba was Bargasha Nafa. Lishnach, Rinar Milam Rashmo, Koshik Vatserish in New York, Chetz. In a mazraat, not that it's in a metame. So it was ruya yudalom mizra, but it's still temuya metamia. Shenemar kiyebecha isha shelo yetahor. It doesn't say anything about zera. So lo yetahor mikre afilu karabiyomu. Boy, Rabbah. Oved kochavim shir her viarad v'taval maho. Im timtzolom abata akir azlinan hanim yedelechumra aval achadil kula lom odil maloshna teko. Boy, Rabbah. How about a zova shenekru meme raglea viarad v'taval maho? I mean, even if im timtzolom that what we're talking about shichvat zera batara kiraz lina, that makes sense. Dafka ani milav shichvat zera to lo matzi nakatla, but maybe ragleha the matzi nakatla, maybe not. Or the maloshna take. Boy, Rava, how about in a case where the zivot was only drabonim? So no vedet kochavim zava shenekru meme ragleha v'yarda v'tavla mao im timtza loma that even. In the case of the Israelite, the woman, Batrakira Zlinan, despite the fact of Batsina Katlahu, but maybe that's Tafka Israelite, the Tmea Midioraita. Avaloveritko Kavim Zava, the Tmea only to Rabbanan, lo, Odimaloshna, these two take. Metaminam Bechor Shinoma Shmuel. Well, actually, a Zov Tzarishki Chatimat Piyama, Shemer O Hechatim Bisarom Mizovo. What? Nantan Metame Bechor Shin. Who do you make Rabbi Natan? The Tanya. Rabbi Natan Omer Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Zav Tzarich Kechatimat Piyama V'lo Hodula. My time to Rabbi Shmuel Domek Rabbi Chatim Bisaro Mizovo V'Rabbanan. That just teaches us that Lach Metame Veina Metame Yavesh Rabbi Shmuel. I know that from Rar Bisaro Nafka V'Rabanan. No, Rar Bisaro is part of the Minyan Udiata Zovo Chad Rar Bisaro Tre Et Zovo Tlat, which is Limed Azav Ba'al Shalosh Riyot Shechayav Bekor. And then continues the pasuk. Oh, Echtim b'sero mi zavotame miktsat zavotame 2 out of 3 limed azav ba'al shtei ri'iyot shvetame mishkav u'boshav. And then the korban is only for the ba'al shalosh. Rabbi Yishmael minyana minalei nafkalei min Rabbi Simoi. The Tani Rabbi Simoi omer mana hakatuv in one pasuk shtayim ukura otame and in another pasuk shalosh ukura otame. I'll explain that shtayim. Letuma shalosh lekorban, not the man in the nafkli tarvayu. Mizot yatumatom bizovo. What do you do with the pasuk of ish ish ki esav mi besaro? My avid lei oh mi boy lei achi yetsay mi besaro, which is where we started today. Okay, fine, but what about zovo tamei lamali? Ah, that teaches me that the zivus itself is tamei. Omrab Khaniloi Mishumer Belazar Rabbi Shimon Shichvat Zera Lero Bemashu, but Lenogea Bikad Asha Avanan Betam In Bechoshentan. My love Lenogea, no, Lero Tashma Homer Beshichvat Zera Mibesheretz, Homer Beshertz Mibesheretz, Homer Beshertz, Shasheretz In Halukatumato. Mashenkin b'shechvat zera. Chomer b'shechvat zera. Sheshechvat zera metame b'choshu mashenkin b'sheres. Now, I'm assuming that we're talking about choshu b'nogea, right? No, Leroy. What? What do we mean sheretz katani? Sheretz is clearly b'negia. Sheshechvat zera b'negia. Omer v'ara barava. No, there's shum sheretz katani. Shum sheshechvat zera katani. Now, so shum sheretz, you're telling me there's no case where sheretz is b'tame b'mashro. V'anant lana evarim ein lem shiur. Let's say you have pachot b'kizay psaramet, or pachot b'kizay psar nevela, or pachot b'kadasham in asheretz. Nach, but that's not kosher. Shani eiver, the kuli b'mokam adashakai. I'll prove it to you. Yilchot sepurta. Eiver mikom atamya. Okay, what did you mean when you said shechvat zera chalukat umato? Meaning what? Ilema, it depends whether it's Jewish or non-Jewish. So then it depends by sheretz too. Ika achbardi amika achbardi abasha. Ela ben katan legadol. Omer papa katanoi. Minai in the rabot nogea b'shechvat zera tamad lomar o ish, and I assume that this is referring to isha sheyiga b'chol sheretz. And since pligetanoi b'alma, diikidi amadon minov minov, diikidi amadon minov ukibatra. So then we end up with the following application. L'mandiyomer don mino mina. Here's what we would say. Mar sheretz benegia, av shechvat zera benegia. That's don mina. Umina, mar sheretz bekad asha, av shechvat zera bekad asha. Whereas, l'mandiyomer don mino vukibatra, here's how it would go. Mar sheretz benegia, av shechvat zera benegia. Okay, that's the don mina. Now, ukibatra. Mar shechvat zera is, we know, l'ro eva mashu. Creating machloketanayim out of a pasuk. I don't know which pasuk. Me might be O ish ashigabachol sheretz. Kamar bele. Dilma me O ish ashotetzemi menor shechvat zera. Kamar bele. In which case, obviously, kuli amadon mina umina, because the mina or the yukibatra are exactly the same thing. Well, Shailina Latanoi, and in fact, Ikeda Tanikar of Papa, Vikeda Tanikar of Huna, Beredi Rav Natan. The difference being whether it makes more sense to be Marba Nogea Minogea, or to be Marba Shechvat Zera from Shechvat Zera, Nogea Miro E.
That was the daf from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. Hold on, and you shall hear the same daf from the cycle 7.5 years ago, cycle number 11.
Let's do it. Okay, we're up to that Mem Gimel Amud Aleph today, Maseches Nida Tavshin Samachay, first line. So we were talking about the difference between Maga and Masa in terms of Beit Hastarim. So somebody, the difference that we spoke about at the end yesterday was if, let's say, you're holding a sheretz in your underarm. It's not going to be matamiyu because anything that's normally hidden, any fold of flesh is considered to be a mokum based on story. And therefore, it's not matamiyu b'maga. On the other hand, if you're holding a piece of nevela, because I have a nevela under your arms, it would be matamiyu because the nevela is matame b'masa. And as long as it's been carried, it doesn't matter whether it is in a place that's open or not. Now there's another type of tumah, which interestingly enough, even though it isn't maga, still is going to be limited by where it's carrying. And this is the case. Omrish Lakish. Konev bekom toshel zav. Say a zav is holding a stick under his arms. V'yisit bo et tohar. And now he moves something which is tohar with that stick. And now this is a unique tumah that isn't found anywhere else in the Torah, where the thing that is tameh moves the thing that is tar and is matamiyah. Usually it's the exact opposite. Usually that which is tahar can carry the tameh or something, and then it'll be mit-tameh himself. But for a tameh thing to move something tar to be matameh, it is unique to the case of Zov and his friends. So now, in the case where a Zov was mesit, holding a koneh, interestingly enough, the thing that he was mesit is tahar. Whereas in the opposite case, koneh bekom toshel tahar, if the tahar person is holding a stick under his arms, v'sitbo et hazav, and he moves the zav, then he would be tamei, because that is no same, basically. In other words, although we use the same term, mesit, for both, it's really not the same at all. The hesed, too much hesed, where a zav moves something else, is not a type of masa. Whereas when a somebody tohar moves a zav, it's a type of masa. You're like carrying the zav, carrying a piece of nevela. And there it would be tamei. My time, but what is the reason for our saying that holding a stick under your arm would not be matame, if you are a zav, would not be matame, the thing that you move? Is, I mean, that doesn't make any sense. The din of beta starim is only in terms of magra. And this is it, magra. Diomakra v'chola sheyiga bo hazav v'yadav lo shutaf b'mayim. Chazal learned that this pasuk of chola sheyiga bo hazav is completely extra, because it can't possibly talk about hazav touching something, because there's another beferish of parasha that says hanogea b'tzah hazav yitma, and so on. So what is this? The zav touching something. What's the difference between the zav touching something and somebody touching the zav? I mean, this has got to be saying something else. Therefore, say Chazal, this is a unique tuma in which the zav, it's not a function of his touching, but rather zehesetosho zav, where a zav moves something. Shalomatzino lo tuma b'chola torakula. We never found such a tuma anywhere else in the Torah. The afke rachmana b'lashon nigiyah. Note that the Torah calls this asher yigabo hazav. The yadav lo shutav b'may, as if washing his hands has something to do with anything. What is this all about? Ah, it's to tell me, the memra, that the hesed of the nizav and the negia of the zav is ki yadav. It has to do with the same as his hands. What's the comparison to hands? Ma'atam me'avroi, just like hands are exposed. Afacha me'avroi, throat too. Tumat maga or tumat hesed is coming to tell me the halacha of beit hasparim. If something is not in the open like a hand, then it's not going to be metame. Rashi learns that this indeed is the marker of the halacha all over the place, that beit hasparim is not metame. The reason it's not metame is because the Torah said over here that it has to be similar, even in terms of the lashon of maga, even though it's talking about hesed, has to be similar to hands. And hands are open. And this is not open. Thank you so much. Okay. Tosfos learns that this is not the mucker of maga in Beis HaStorim. It's a unique halacha lagabi hesed shel zav that we're comparing to maga in terms of Beis HaStorim. Okay, continues the next piece of the Mishnah. Abal hazav u'balkeri in a metame. There we said that a zav and a balkeri are not metame unless the zivas or the keri actually exits the body. Mashen came by a woman, she's tameya even if the dam is inside. How do we know this? Zav dechsiv ki yeh zav mi bisaro. Note that it says the zivas shall come out from his flesh. Mi b'saro. Achi etzei zovo mi b'saro. This means that it has to actually exit. Balkeri dichti v'isha sher teitzei mi menu shechvat zera. It says teitzei. Teitzei means to come out. So this means that inside it's not mitame. That accounts for the difference between the zava and the zav. The next case, so this is very repetitious. We had this entire Gemara earlier on in the Masechta. The Gemara here reviews it also because of other issues that are brought in, but still this is the main sugya that we're bringing the shiur of Tumas Keri. So the Gemara says, somebody is in the middle of eating truma, he feels he's about to ejaculate, he's supposed to hold his penis and prevent now the zera from coming out. It's the Gemara, oh, hey, how is it even permissible to do such a thing? That even to just to urinate, somebody who would hold himself is going to be like he's maybe mabul olam, because we're not sure. Maybe he'll come to turn himself on. And that is the chet of the Dor HaMabul, and therefore it's compared to maybe Mabul HaOlam. So why should he be allowed to do such a thing? Lemaisa, it's very interesting that the Tosfos HaRosh points out that this is a rather strange question. Because the Shmira on Truma is a D'oraisa. Mishmer Truma Tah, you're not allowed to be Matame Truma. So the fact that Chazal want to enact a lot of chumras about issues that have to do with Hotzah Zer Levatola and so on, there's no reason to be Matame Truma. In other words, why are we taking for granted that we should apply our halachas of not touching one's own penis because of the chashash Zer Levatola, where we know that you're going to be Matame Truma? He leaves this betema. In other words, we've come to take these things so seriously that, you know, we take it for granted, but the truth is, it's really only the Rabbona.
Maybe you could say.
Right? There's nowhere mentioned in the Torah such a thing. So the why in the world should we be so machmir to say that we should allow the Truma to become Tamei?
The same question is that from the other piece earlier, you learn that that it causes that. So why would you use the thing that causes
what?
That it causes there to come. So it's, if it causes,
yes.
If this piece is saying by holding it, it causes it. It can cause that to happen. So maybe you could say the kasha is that it's why use something that causes is a way to prevent it from coming out. In fact, grabbing it would be actually more of a cause for to come out.
Yeah, but it would give you a chance to swallow the truma before. That's all that we're interested in.
Yeah,
and those, our main concern is to prevent you from being matame the truma that's in your mouth, right? We're certainly not asking about the mechanics of it. Omer Abaye b'matlit Abba. So Abaye says, it's talking about over here when it says to hold yourself tight, it's referring to using a thick piece of cloth where there wouldn't be any real contact or sensual contact with the skin. And therefore, we're not choshesh that it's going to increase the possibility of bringing yet more zera. Rova Amar, Afilat Emem Matlit Raka. Rova says, no, even if we're talking about a thin piece of cloth, there's no problem over here. Because even the Akarakar, remember the case over here is that the person is about to ejaculate anyway, so what's the difference? The only question is here, he's trying to hold it in a little bit. Vabaye, so why did Abaye say that you have to use a matlit abba? Chayish Dilma Atila Sufi is afraid that you're going to end up increasing the amount of ejaculate. V'rova, Usufi lo chayish. Rava says, we're not choshish for such a thing. V'lo, it's the Gemara, we're not choshish. V'atanya l'mazde dome, nunotein etzba ba'ayin, shkozman shetzba ba'ayin, midamak v'chozeratu midamak. Doesn't the Brisa say that the truth is, as long as he continues to rub himself, there's always going to be a little bit of leakage, let's say, of semen. So that it's like holding a finger in your eye. You hold a finger in your eye, your eye continues to tear. So here too, why does Rava say there's no problem of a matlis ava, needing a matlis ava, if it says beferish in the Braisa, that it's like nice and etzba ba'ayin. The Rava says, Rava, there's no comparison. Over here we're talking about ichmumi. Kol ichmumi vada ichmumi b'shaita lo shviyach. There's no chashash that after someone ejaculates that he's going to immediately now be turned on again and he's going to come to be motzi zera. That's not a normal kind of reaction. What the Brisa was talking about was there was no real ejaculation. He was just stimulating himself. But he didn't come actually to a climax where he ejaculated. So over there, he says, okay, there's a little bit of leakage of semen. So that can go on and go on and go on. But over here, we're not chayish for such a thing. Actually, any type of shikvazera that he didn't experience an actual whole sense of ejaculation with his whole body, wouldn't it be matame anyway? My time, Shikhva Zera Amarachman. Note that the Torah refers specifically to Zera, not to, there's two issues over here. The Shikhvas Zera. So in other words, the Shikhva refers to the semen in which you have actual sperm. But the Zera has to be real sperm, which means Buru Uya Lazriya, we're looking for something that can actually bring about conception. So it has to be viable sperm. And the and says Shmuel, once that's true, if he didn't experience an actual whole physical response to this ejaculation, there's not going to be any sperm mixed in the semen. So it's not going to be real zera, and it won't be matani. Here it says that if somebody was having a dream and he wakes up in the middle of a dream, he finds that he has an erection, he has to assume that he's a balkari. Now, why is that true? I mean, wouldn't he know? Because according to Shmuel, what are we concerned about? That maybe he doesn't even realize that he had a wet dream. No. So if he didn't realize it, so then he isn't tamei. Because you said that the lack of realization itself means that it is not going to be matami. That's what you said. Tirkama Ravuna, it says Ravuna, the case over here was that his dream was that he was actually having intercourse in his dream. So he's mishamish mitato. It's talking about that b'chalomo, he's having intercourse, which is impossible. Yefshir, l'shamesh b'lo argasha, even though this is only a dream. But since he's dreaming this, he must have actually experienced it. And if he experienced it, even though he doesn't remember now experiencing it, that's the reason that he has to be afraid that actually, even though he doesn't discover anything, okay, so his assumption is that maybe he dried up, but that he is really tummy. This is one lush. Lishnach rinoma shmur. Koshik vazerashena yoreka chetz, eina mitama. Now note the difference over here. The first Lashon said that the tumah of Shekhov HaZera is dependent in kogufo margish, which means that he has to experience with his whole body that there was an actual ejaculation. The other Lashon of Shmuel says that it's not a question of his experiencing the akira, it's a question of the extent at which there's an ejaculation. It needs to be yorek echeis. It needs to be able to shoot out. What's the nafkamina between these two approaches? My binayu, my ikabin hailishna hailishna, ikabinayu nekra bahargasha, viyatsa shalo bahargasha. There is a difference. The difference would be that if he ejaculated, but not the, let's say the case that we had over here where he prevents the ejaculate from coming out, which was the case of the Mishnah. Right? He's holding himself very hard, nothing to come out. Now he releases his hold, and now he dribbles whatever he had ejaculated. So now it's not Yorek Echetz, but he was margish it at the time, so there would be a tremendous nafkamina if it goes according to the Akira's Baragosha. That was the first Lashon of Shmuel, would be Matamik. If it goes according to the Yitzia, then it wasn't Yorek Echetz. Then it won't be Matamik, correct? The Rishonim point out that this is not to be confused with the question of divorces that are granted for a woman who tainis that her husband is not Yorek Echetz. Because, in other words, if a woman claims to Bezdin that her husband can't have children, and she says, I know, I sense that there's no power in his ejaculate. I mean, how does she know? She doesn't walk around with a microscope. So all she knows is, that in a Yorek Echetz. So the kash is that dependent on the Lashon of Shmuel? If you hold it, Yotze Baragrosha, so she can't know. So the Rishonim explained that the two issues are not the same. Because it's one thing as to whether there's viable sperm here, and it's another thing whether there's enough energy for him to be able to impregnate her simply because it's hard to get the sperm in. So okay, so it's not Yorek Echetz, so then she could say, I'm going to have a very difficult time getting pregnant. But that doesn't mean that it isn't viable. So the two shitas are not necessarily connected. There are other approaches as well, but that's the simplest approach. So this will be the difference. Nekra bar gosh, v'yatsa below bar gosh. Now, Mil said the pshita le'le shmul v'bar le'le rab. According to one lashon over here, it's either Lashon. Either Lashon is obvious to Shmuel, whether we go according to the Akira, or we go according to the Yitzhak. Rava wasn't sure, and Rava asked the boy Rava, Ne'ekra ba'argasha, v'yatzta shelo ba'argasha, ma'o. What would be the din if this guy experiences now the actual ejaculation, but It doesn't come out by our brush. And we can have, we'll see in a moment, various scenarios for this. But he wants to know, what's the halakha? Tashma, bal keri shetaval v'lo itil mai. Here we had this sugya also before in Chulin. So someone who was roeh keri, he now went to the mikveh to be tovel for his keri. He hadn't urinated before going to the mikveh. Now he urinates. V'kishiyatil mayim tamei, once he urinates, he becomes tamei again. Why does he become tamei again? Because we assume that there's going to be a little bit of shechva zera with his urine. Now, obviously, that's not coming out as a yorek echeitz. It's just mixed with his urine. Nonetheless, it says over here it's tamei. So l'chori, you have a clear raya over here that as long as it was yotzibar gasha, even though the yitziah was with his urine, it doesn't require to have yorek echeitz. Isn't that a raya? Answers the Gemara, no, it's not really a raya. Because shiny awesome, the ruva bar gasha nafak, over there, you can't really prove anything, because mostly this zera was yorek echeitz. And it was yotze, complete, it was yotze, not only nerkar bar gasha. Now you'll say there's a little bit left inside the urethra. Fine, that's not going to be tamei. In other words, the question over here is to deal with the ejaculate as a whole. Was there tumah here? Yes, there was tumah. If something remains behind from tumah, it remains tamei. Well, the only question a rabbi had is if bichlal there was no yorek echeitz. Not if in general there was yorek echeitz and we left a little behind. So you can't bring a riot from this. Lishnachri namala. The other lesson has it like this. Omar Shmuel Koshich Vazer Sheni Yorek Echeitz Eina Mazrat. The first lesson said it's not matami. The second lesson says, not that it's not matami, but rather it will not bring about conception, which is mashma azruin gudelo mizra hatumuye matamya. This is where it gets very similar to that sugya, right? Because here's the question: is, can it cause conception? So that's mashma that it will be matami even though it's not capable of causing conception. I'd explain that. Before we took for granted that you need to have shikva zera beru'uya lazriya. Now we're saying, even though it's not real lazriya, it will be matami. Based on what? Based on the pasuk. Shenemar ki yebecha ish asher lo yiyeh tahor mikre. What's the pshat of calling keri b'chlal mikre laila? Why is that? Why is mikre important? Because the idea of mikre means meaningless. Right? This happenstance. In other words, afilu keri b'olam. What it's saying is, for any purpose, even if it's useless. That's the idea of keri, is that in general it's useless, it's meaningless. So even though this is not meaningful semen, we can't do anything, so who cares?
Meaningless in the context of being
meaningless even in terms of, it's just a waste. It's a complete waste. It's useless. So over here, it's literally a complete waste. It's useless, because you can't even use it for conception. So it's completely meaningless. So even that is considered to be tamei. Boy, Rava. Rava asks like this. This is very nogea, the stages we were talking about before. An oved kechavim is maharher. He's yorad v'taval mahu. Now here's an interesting case. We had no case before where it would make a difference of the state in which the person was in, whether we go baser akira or whether we go baser yitzia. But what if he's a goy? yet another question about in the middle of the mikveh, like we had with the Gioris in the middle of the mikveh, she has a baby, or right, all of these cases. So over here, what happens is, he's in the mikveh about to be tevel for a Jew, and his ejaculate hasn't come out yet before his tefillah. He jumps into the mikveh, now as a goy, his semen isn't tumah. But now as a Jew, it is tumah. Do we go according to when it comes out of his body, or do we go according to when it was actually ejaculated? So that's the shiloh over here. If you say, Basra Akira Azlina, do we say, how do we look at it? Im Tim Salama Basra Akira Azlina. You just said before that we go, there's a wash and we go Basra Akira. But maybe that's only Lechumra. In other words, to say that Shechva Zera is not Yorek Echetz, but B'Shas Akira was Yehir Yishko Gufa, that would be Tamei. Even if you would say that, maybe that's only L'Chumra, to be Metamiyim. But if you say that here, then you're going to be in L'Kula, because if you go according to B'Shas Akira, then he's a Goy, and a Goy is not Metamei in Shechva Zera. Or maybe even Makula, we would say that we go Basra Akira. Take her. Boy Rava, how about a case of a woman who's a Zava, who's a Goya, and now she has to urinate. She's about to become a Gioret. The din is that every Goya was given Midrabbanan a din of Zivas. Even though she's not really a Zava Midiraisa. So now she feels that she has to run to the bathroom, but she jumps first into the mikveh to become a Jew, and then she goes to the bathroom. So now what's the din? Mao, imtim soma basra kiraz linan. If you're going to tell me that we go according to the point at which now the liquid, whether there we were talking about shechvazera, here we're talking about urine as a mayan of a zav. Remember, the urine of a zav is metame. Let's say we go basra akira. When you say that, that's dafka, maybe shechva zera. Why? Because you don't have any way of controlling. Once there's ejaculation, you can't stop it. I mean, unless you physically, like in the Mishnah, unless you physically hold yourself. But you can't, you don't have a muscle to control the exit of sperm, but you do have a muscle to control the exit of urine. So maybe even though she needed to go to the bathroom, and now she's holding herself from opening her urethra, basically her bladder has already been released. So now we should say, Basra Akira? No, because she still has muscular control over her urination. So it wouldn't be the same thing as Shechva Zera. So maybe ani mila shechva zera de la matzinakitla. Avo me me ragla de matzinakitla lo. Maybe urine that is controllable. We don't go basra akira. O dilma larshuna. Maybe there's a nafkamina there too. It makes no difference. So I'm sorry, I mixed two cases up. This case doesn't require it to be an oved duchav. This could be a real zava. Shaila was whether she now becomes Tamea as a Zava, this is still a Zava or not a Zava. The next case, I was jumping ahead, Boy Rava Ivedis Kechavim Zava, who is not really a Zava D'Iraisa, she goes to the Mikvah, and we have this problem. Necromene Raglea, she's about to urinate, she needs to run to the bathroom, but instead, Yardava Tavla, and here she becomes a Jewess. Ma.
Doesn't she have to go before she's.
Yeah, she should. But it's not, I mean, that's only a problem over there. We're afraid because she's controlling herself, so the water is not going to be able to enter. So here she's yard of a top, lama. What's the din over here? If you want to tell me in the previous case by the Jewish woman that we go Basar Akira even though you're able to control your urination, nonetheless we say the Akira is meaningful. Okay, I understand that we would do that by Yisraelit, who's Tamei Ad Midiraisa. But a Goya, it's only a Tumah D'Rabbanan. Are we going to be machmir even for a Tumah D'Rabbanan to say that something that you could control is considered to be nonetheless already there from before, in which case it will be Metamir now? Or do we say, listen, okay, now already she's Jewish. Whether we machmir on her because of urine that came as a Goya, for that, we're not going to go bust the Akira anymore. I mean, because really she controls the urine. So maybe the Rabbanan lo, or Duma lo shnar, maybe we just make one, there's one halacha of going according to Akira even where it's controllable. And that applies Midiraisa or Midrabbanan. Take. Not clear. Umitamin b'chol shehem. The next piece in the Mishnah says that all of the above listed tumas, so it's talking about Azav, Azava, Valkari, all are metame. The Choshen is no shiur. Oh my Shmuel, says Shmuel, Zof tzarich kechatimat pi ha'ama. So he seems to contradict our Mishnah. A Zav is only tame if there is enough zivas there to seal up the opening of his urethra. Shenemar, ohichtim bisaro mizovo, that his flesh becomes chatum from his zivas. So apparently it's not any little bit. There needs to be sufficient there that it can actually fill, kechatimat piyamat, has to actually fill up the tip of his penis. Shenemar ohichtim bisaro. Aye, what about the Mishnah? Anantzan mitam'im b'chol shehim. The Mishnah says, beferish, not like that. Hu diyomak Rabbi Nassim, the Tani Rabbi Nassim, Emre Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Zob tzarich kechatimat pi ha'ama, v'lo adula. Actually, Shmuel's minor was going not according to the Tana of our Mishnah. It was going according to Rabbi Yishmuel. That Rabbi Yishmuel is quoted by Rabbi Nassim as saying that there is a shir of chatimat pi ha'ama. The Chachamim weren't by them. My time of the Rabbi Yishmael, the Yomakro, O Hechtim Bisaro Mizovo. Because it says, Beferish Hechtim Bisaro. The Rabbanan say, that's not what it's coming to tell me that there's a shear. That's coming to tell me, Ahumi Boy, like, Lach Mitame, Veinu Mitame Yavesh. That even though we know by Dam, that Dam is Mitame Bein Lach Bein Yavesh. So you would think that the Re'iyah of a Zov is no different than the Re'iyah of a Zava, or of a Nida, it should be Matamilach V'yadesh. Comes along the Torah to say it has to be Machtim. Anything which is dried simply falls out. It's a Machtim anything. Which tells me that dried, there's no tumor. So, Veinu Matam Yavesh, Rabbi Yishmael. How does Rabbi Yishmael learn that? Because we don't find a Machlokas about that issue. Rabbi Yishmael says, well, that's not, I know that from the Pasuk itself. It says, Zotiye tumato bizovo, rar bisaro zovo. So what does rar mean?
Liquid.
Flow, right? So by definition, the Torah is talking about a liquid. So what do I need? Hichtimet bisaro. Hichtimet bisaro is becoming to tell me the amount of the liquid, not the fact that there needs to be a liquid. And the Rabbanan, why don't they learn it out from Ror, in which case they would have Ichtim to tell me this halacha? Say the Rabbanan, and now let me remind you of the Dinim of Zav. The Dinim of Zav, once again, are that a male who has a liquid which is not semen, that he sees coming without any hargasha, doesn't feel it, he doesn't have an erection, has no connection to anything that has to do with normal reproductive issues, that fluid is metamium if he sees it once, as if he's a Balkari. If he sees it twice, even on the same day, it's metamium for 7 days. In other words, he needs to keep Shiva Simaitaya. Three times, even on the same day, he needs to bring a carbon in order to become tall. Now, how do we know all of that? This we know from the Yukim and the Psukim. And that is what the Rabbanan actually use the word rar for, which is why they can't use it to tell me the din of liquid. The Rabbanan say, Ahulim in Yona Hudiyata. That Pusik is coming to tell me the number of times that the Zav has to have a Re'iyah to be Metame. Because the Pusik we darshan like this. Bizovo choda. Rar bisaro tre. Etzovo tlat. Notice that the Torah over here says, Zot tiyet tumato bizovo. Okay, so bizovo is one mention of zivas. Rar bisaro etzovo. So rar bisovo, we say, is two. And then we have also the Hichtim bisaro mizovo is three. Limed al zav baal shalosh riyot shechayav b'korban. Then it says to matohi, and he has to bring a korban at the end of his tire. So from here we see that a zav baal shalosh riyot is chayav in a korban. Now it also says, oh hichtim bisaro mizovo. But notice that it also says. Mizovo. What does mizovo mean? Some of the above mentioned zivas. So what do you mean some of the above? In other words, instead of three, two. So from the same pasuk, we're medayik three riyos, and a partial riyos of three riyos, meaning two out of the three riyos, which is also mitame mishka v'moshav, even though it's not mechayev a carbon. Okay? Therefore, if that's the case, I'm darshing everywhere in this pasuk already. Bizovo, rar bisoro, and then we have now the mizovo again. So how can you use it to tell me now a liquid? Aha. That's a good question. So what is Rabbi Shmuel going to do with that? How does Rabbi Shmuel know the number of riyas? Rabbi Shmuel, minyana minola. Says Rabbi Shmuel, you guys got the wrong psukim. I learned out from Rabbi Simoi. The Tanya, Rabbi Simoi Oimer. Rabbi Simoi points out that we have two different psukim. In one, the Torah mentions Zivas twice and calls him Tame. And in one, the Torah mentions Zivas three times and calls him Tame, but adds a carbon. So, Mona HaKatuv Shtayim V'Karo Tame, the Torah mentions two examples, or two words of Zivas, and calls that Tame. And then the next Pasuk mentions three, and calls it Tame, because the first Pasuk simply says, Ki Yeh Zav Mi Besoro, Zav Mi Besoro is one, Zovo Tame, two. And then, but then the next Pasuk that we mentioned, Zotiyatu Mato Bizovo, one, Rar Bisaro, which was the pasuk we darshed before, Rar Bisaro et Zovo, is two. And then it says, Oichtim Bisaro Mizovo, is three. And then it says, Tumatoi, make up your mind, is it two or is it three? This is one pasuk after the other. First pasuk introduces two, second pasuk talks about three. Haketza, what does the Torah mean? Shtayim Latuma, V'shalosh l'korban. Two re'iyas of Zivas causes a full scale batami mishka v'moksha, and he's a full zav, except he doesn't need the process of Tyra of being mechusar kippurim, and three makes him already chayev mechusar kippurim. Uleman denafkele tavar mizot tiyetu matov bizovo. Said, okay, if I learn both from the posik, like the Chachomim did, Mizovo to darshan two out of three. How does he explain the pasuk of ish yezav mi besaro? The first pasuk, he doesn't even darshan that pasuk where it says two times zav and smitami. What does he do with it? Mayavi blame. No, that he learns mi besaro, which we darshan before. Ahumi barle achi yetze mi besaro, that until it comes out, it's not matami, as opposed to a woman, where it's matami even before it comes out. And what does he do with the pasuk zovo tame, the second part of the pasuk? Lomali, that's li made ala zovshu tame, that teaches me that the zivas itself, a drop of zivas, is matami. Omer Rabbi Chaniloi mishum Rav Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Shechvazer ala roya b'mashu nanogea b'kadasha. There's two different dinim. We just talked about in the Mishnah, we were talking about the Chorich, the Nevroa. We said Zava and Shechvazera, all is only, is Metami B'mashu. But the truth is we have to consider there's two different tumas involved in Shechvazera. There's one of a roya, someone who actually had Shechvazera come from him, and then there is a nogea, someone who touches Shechvazera. That's no different than any other tumah, touching a sheretz and so on. So those are two completely different halachas, says Rav Elazar Rabbi Shimon. If he's a roya, there's no shir. But if he's a nogea in Shechvazera, then it's betame with a shir of ka'adasha, like a lentil. What about the Mishnah? Didn't the Mishnah say there's no shear? Doesn't that even include a nogea? My love, a nogea? No, that's a roa. It's talking only about a roa, and the Mishnah was not referring to a nogea. Tashma, how about the Braisa? The Braisa says, Chomer b'shichvazera mi b'sheretz, v'chomer b'sheretz mi shichvazera. Actually, there's certain ways that the tumah of shichvazera is more common than sheretz, and certain ways that the sheretz is more chomer than shechvazera. How is that? Chomer b'sheretz, sha'a sheretz, ein chalukat tumato. Masha Inkin b'shichva zera. The sheret makes no difference. We're going to see later what this means. What it actually means is it makes no difference the age of the sheret. Whereas by shichva zera, it does make a difference because a male has to be at least 9 years old to have useful sperm. So therefore, shichva zera would not be metame below that. So that's a chumrah because in the sheretz we don't have such a difference, a chalukah. But right now we don't know exactly what this means. We're just going to question what this means in a minute. And Mashein Kain, this is not true by a sheretz. And there's also chomer b'shichva zera. And here's the part that concerns us as our raya. Shashichva zera metame b'chol shu. Mashein Kain b'sheretz. There's no shear of shichva zera. Now you just said that the shear is kadasha. Happens to be the shear of a sheretz is also the kadasha. But I mean, the point is, it's saying over here that it's more chomer than a sheretz. How does that? If it's must be that you're wrong. My lavla no gamin. Undoubtedly, we're talking about negiah here, no? No, I say we're talking about a roah. What do you mean a roah? We're comparing it to a sheretz. I mean, it can't be roah, a sheretz. You touch a sheretz. So it must be talking about if you're touching. So just like a sheretz, it's been negiah, shechva zera, been negiah. We're talking about the tumah of mago over here. We're not talking about a roah. Otherwise, it's an absurd comparison to sheretz. Omer ravada barava, that's not the point. Shum sheretz katani. Shum shechva zera katani. We're not comparing a particular case. We're comparing the overall idea. Tuma sheretz never gets away with a shear of less than a kadasha. Right? Sheretz has to be a kadasha. Whereas shechva zera, in the case of a roah, doesn't need a kadasha. We're not saying that there's a particular case which you can actually juxtapose the two. And I mean, obviously you can't have a roah by a sheretz, and you can only have a comparison in terms of marga. But in comparing the entire concept of this tuma, there is a element of tuma by shechva zera that is more chamur than sheretz. Or a roah, of course. Sheretz is a kadasha. Nevela is b'gezeiros. The way we learn out that a sheretz is the kadasha is that the smallest shear of the shrutzen that the Torah mentions is a snail in its first stage of development, which is the size of a kadasha. Which is one of the shrutzen that's mentioned. From there we learn that the Torah is not mocked, but only greater than that size. Chomet. Chomet. So my love. Yeah, well, I'm sorry, where are we? Shum shechva zera katani. Now wait a minute, says the Gemara. If that's the case, then you just messed up your whole argument. Because it isn't even true that a sheretz would not be matami b'mashu. Because if you're looking for a case, I can give you a case where sheretz is matami b'mashu. Because it says beferish in the Mishnah that ha'evarim ein lahem shiur. There is no shear at all for two and particular aver of a sheretz. In other words, if you would break off a leg from a sheretz, tiny, which is tiny, doesn't matter how small it is, it would still be metame. So pochot mikazayit, in any case, let's say of a mace, pochot mikazayit besar mace, pochot mikazayit besar nevela, pochot mikadasha min asheretz. All of these cases are metame despite the fact that they are tiny, less than any shear. So why are you telling me that you need a shear of a kadash? If you're looking for a case, I've got a case for you. And you're talking about comparing all elements of sheretz and all elements of shechva zera, a sheretz can be batame with a mashahu too. Yeah, but that's not a good comparison, you see. Because shine aver, the kula gomokam adashakai, the point over here is that if you have an entire organ, and the entire organ has the chashivut of a shear. It's not that it's metami b'mashu. It's that an organ, it's in entirety, is the same as if it were a kadasha. Whereas by shechva zera, there's no as if. You don't have an as if shear. You don't need any chashivut. The shear initially is mashu for a raya. Let me prove it to you. Suppose this aver would be missing a little bit, would no longer be matami, right? Mm-hmm. So you see, it's a function of the entire organ That's the issue over here. It's Yitzchak Shivas. Mikomatamia? Okay. Fine. So I accept that. Just get it back now to your language. What did you mean when you said Shichva Zera de Chalukatumato Mahi? You said it makes a difference. Well, you didn't tell me what the difference is, but you said there is a difference. And the difference does not exist with a sheretz. Now, what did you mean there's a difference? Mahi? Ilema ben Yisrael with the Nachrim is the difference that you're referring to. Whether we're referring to a Jew or a non-Jew, because a non-Jew is not Matame with a Shichva Zera. I mean, you can say the same thing about an Akbar. You know, an Akbar of the Yam is not Matame. And an Akbar of the Yabasha is Matame. But the same thing as a Shichva Zera of a Akum is not Matame. Shichva Zera of a Jew is Matame. So, it's also Chavuka. What do you say? An Akbar is an Akbar is an Akbar. It's not true. So it's the same Chalukah. You're right. It means Bein Katan LeGadol. The difference is, there's no, doesn't matter the age of a mouse, does it? That's true. I mean, an Akbar is an Akbar, an Akbar, as long as it's the right kind of Akbar. Mashenken, you can't say Shechva Zera, Shechva Zera, Shechva Zera, as long as it's the right kind. That's not true. Because it also has to be reproductively mature. So therefore, there's no similar issue that has to do with the sheretz at all. Omer Papa says, Rav Papa, I taina that this is actually an old machlokas tanoim. What you're saying over here is that there's a shear in nogea, whether you need a kadasha or it's b'mashu. It's an old machlokas tanoim. It says like this in the Brayse. Nine rabot nogea b'shichva zera. How do I know that someone who touches Shichva Zera becomes Tamei? Talmud Lomar, O Ish. Now, we know all along that the O Ish that we've been Medayakin to talk, we've had this brush numerous times before, was O Ish Asher Tetzeme Menu Shichva Zera. Which makes a lot of sense, that's what we're talking about. Interestingly enough, that's not what Rav Papa thinks. Rav Papa is convinced that the O Ish that we're talking about over here is O Ish Asher Yiga B'chol Sheretz of all things. Now, there's a lot of discussion in the Rishonim as to why Rav Papa thought that. There's some very interesting riots, interesting ideas. The most poshut is because if we're comparing a din of Nogea, why would we go to O Ish Asher Teitzim Imen of Shichva Zera, which is a din of Roya? Let's go to O Ish Asher Yiga B'chol Sheretz, which is a din of Nogea. Okay. There's a beautiful, I think it's the Ritva's pshat, beautiful pshat, which is that the O Ish Asher Teitzemi Men Shichva Zera is in the middle of the pasuk. Asher Yiga B'chol Tamei, O Ish Asher. So if you hold like the Man Yoma says, you always need an and or. Remember, this is a machlokas, how to understand Sukkim. Whether you need to have a chalukah in the pasuk, or whether we take each case separately. If you hold you need to have a chiluk in the pasuk, then I need that O, and I can't darshan it to add something. Because O means or, as opposed to and, which is what I would have said. Masha Inke, to start a pasuk with the word O, that doesn't make any sense, unless it's coming to be marvah. So we've thought the darshan, only the pasuk that began with the O. And therefore, he thought the price has got to be referring to the case of Sheretz, which is the case of Nogea. So it says, O Ish. Now, there's generally speaking, and we know that there's a machlokas all over Shas, which we've had literally dozens of times, which is the principle of Don Mina Omina, or Don Mina Ba'uki Ba'atra, correct? Now, Don Mina Omina means that when we learn something, let's say we learn B out of location A, that we give B all of the dinim of A, which is where we learned it from. Don minav uki ba'asra is that if we learn B from location A, we only learn the essential din, but we apply the details of location B, even though it was derived from A. Correct? Now, in this particular case, how would that play out? It would play out like this, says Rav Papa. If you hold like the Mandyamra says, you learn out from A, Well, then you have to apply the rules of A. Okay. So over here, we're learning out from sheretz, right? Because again, this is Rapapa's assumption, that we're talking about the pasuk of Nogea b'sheretz, or Shashir Yiga b'chol sheretz. So just like a sheretz is obviously referring to a negia, I mean, how else can you be tummy from a sheretz? You know, unless Harry Potter, you're burping up snails or something like that. But normally, you can't burp up snails, so you wouldn't be tummy from having a snail come out of your body. So, no humor, huh?
It's a British one, you can't actually burp up snails.
You mean you assume you can burp up snails? So my sheretz been in here. We're going to assume that you can't burp up snails, and therefore the sheretz would only be with tummy if you touch it. So apshech lazera b'negia. Okay, so we've got to be talking about the case of sheretz, and we've got to apply the dinim of sheretz. Minot, my sheretz b'kadasha. What is the shear of tuma touching a sheretz? Kadasha. Well, by the rules of don minah u'binah, the same thing would apply now to shech lazera. But according to the well-known shita of the man Yomar holds domino buke batra, says Rav Papa, I would say, okay, we're learning out A, shikvazera, from B, sheretz. Fine. Ma sheretz benegia, av shikvazera benegia. There is a tuma benegia. But what is the shear of that tuma? Oh, you gotta go back to the dinim of B, to the dinim of shikvazera itself. Buke batra. Just like the given shear in the Torah, which is someone who's roya shechvazera, is no shear at all, mashu, afmanogeba mashu. If we're going to apply the rules, then we have to apply the rules of mashu. That was a great analysis, except for one rather unfortunate mistake that you're making. What in the world makes you think that we should darshan O Ish from the Parsha of Sheretz? Why is this the O Ish Asher Yiga b'chol Sheretz? Why aren't we darshaning it? Me might be O Ish to Sheretz Kamarbile. Why aren't we darshaning it? Dilma me O Ish Asher Tetsimim and Shechvazera Kamarbile. Why aren't we darshaning it directly from the parsha of Shechvazera? What does this have to do with Don Mino, or Don Mino, Buki Basra? It's all in the same parsha. And therefore, I mean, everybody obviously is going to agree that we learn out, if we're learning out A from A, that we apply the dinim of A, don't they? So, I mean, then everybody's agreed that in this case, Don Mino, Mino. In fact, Shailinu Litanoi, we went out and we asked all the various people that were saying over these brises, how did they understand the brise? And actually, it's interesting. You sort of split down the middle. Ika, the Tanik Rav Papa, some were saying over the brise as Rav Papa's drasha, that it was being learned from Isha Shiyiga, b'chol Sheretz, and Ika, the Tanik Rav Unabrez Rav Inasim. And others said that no, they were given over the brise, that the references to O Isha Shetei Tzemi Menor Shechvazera. So apparently, there really was, again, the question is, what was the consideration? Was it just the shaila of the reasonability of comparing nogea to roe? Or was it because of some other thing? An unwillingness to darshan the hope that's in the middle of the pasuk, perhaps. But it certainly was a machlok, because not a Rav Papa is alone in this. If you learn that the meaning of the brice is to learn from sheretz, then Erochinami would turn out to be a machlokes tanoim based on domino vuki basra, whether you need a shiur or not when it comes to nogeya b'shech basra, as opposed to roev. So in other words, there are some tanoim who would insist that it's a machlokes tanoim.
On the Torah, it says that in the Sifriya of Sharei Chesed,
put it back in its place.
Very cute.
That's very, very, very cute. Yeah, okay.
That's true.
Machlokas, whether it's a machlokas. Exactly.
Yes.